When you quit your job, did you actually give 2 weeks notice? How did you quit? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. 4 million Americans quit their jobs this past April, and they're saying that over the course of the next year, 40% more Americans are going to quit their jobs. That's a lot. But the strange part is they're saying that that's a good sign, saying that the U.S. economy is rebounding. It's so funny. Producer Sean, this came up with my husband and I. We were talking about it because he is looking to hire at his company. And he says that he's been having the hardest time. Everybody is demanding so much money and that there's really so few people that are applying. And he's like, I don't understand. I thought people wanted jobs. But all this is goes hand in hand with the pandemic. It made people realize that they want to follow their passions more. It made people realize that they want to move and be closer to friends and family. But the number one thing that they're saying is that you have to give 2 weeks notice unless you're higher management, and then you have to give more notice. When did you quit your job and what did you do?
Well, I used to manage a grocery store a couple years back, and it was a lot of stress. I couldn't stand it. And I tried to do the right thing, Anna. Mm-hmm. I tried to put my 2 weeks in. I tried.
What made it so bad?
12 to 14 to 16 hour days. And after that, like, you know, they were just treating me like I did them wrong my last week. And they're like, you know, like I owed them something. And after that, I was like, you know what? I quit.
Yeah.
I don't even care. I went in there one morning. I just dropped my little suitcase in the ground with all my business work. I was like, you know what? Someone else could figure this out. Oh, and there's a code in my suitcase. Good luck getting into it.
Nice.
And I walked out.
It's great.
All my paperwork in there. I didn't care. I was done.
With
it
a
was
locked
too much.
Suitcase, you just left it at your manager's desk.
Oh, yeah. I was the manager.
Wait, that's even worse. Oh, my gosh. I was trying to think about it because, like, I feel like whenever I've left a job, I've always done it appropriately. But one time I worked at this one gym and I couldn't stand it. Now, I was like a Zumba instructor. The music was always broken, the speakers. And I had to constantly go in and be like, hey, the speakers are broken. And they'd be like, you still have to teach. I'd be like, right, but you realize I teach Zumba, so it's really hard to teach a dance class when there's no music. And then finally, I went and I bought my own speaker, so I would lug this giant speaker in and out. And then the electrical outlet stopped working in the room. This is like a huge gym. And I remember it was New Year's Eve. And I had had a couple drinks, right? And I was like, you know what?
Takes.
My New Year's resolution, I go, I'm not dealing with this. Like, I'm not dealing with getting paid so little money to have to go and basically sing the words to Livin' La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin so I can teach a Zumba class to 40 women. So I called the manager and she was like, yes. And I was like, I quit. And she was like, well, you have to give 2 weeks notice. I go, I'm not giving 2 weeks notice. I'm telling you right now that I'm not coming back. And she said to me, she goes, if you don't give 2 weeks notice, you can never work at this gym again. And it's so out of place for me, but I go, good. I don't ever want to work at this gym again. And you know what? That was what? 6 years ago? And I never regret that decision. You know, I was like, that was the greatest thing I ever did that day was I said my New Year's resolution. I was getting out of there and I took care of it right on the spot.
I got to ask you, where were you when you were gassing yourself up to quit?
I was at my girlfriend's house, and we were having, like, a New Year's Eve party.
Oh,
and,
there you go.
So that was it. Because then I had, like, a cheering squad. Yep. Like, yeah, you do it. You quit.
Liquid.
You won't call right now.
And liquid like, oh, confidence is involved. Your friends are gassing you up. Yeah, you're like, I don't need this anymore. You're right.
1-800-330-9999. When did you quit your job? How did you do it? And did you actually give that 2 weeks notice? Calling it the Great Resignation. More people are quitting their jobs more than ever. More than the last 20 years. And they're saying 40% of Americans are going to quit their job over the next year. But you're supposed to give 2 weeks notice. That's the number one thing all the experts say. When did you not give 2 weeks notice? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. John, did you ever not give notice?
So when I left my last job to come here, I gave notice and I did all the right things. But I had a side job teaching guitar for a while. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of students and a lot of great kids. I had one kid this one time that was just not great. I'd only been there for a couple of weeks. And 1 week, I just didn't want to go. So I texted the mom. I was like, hey, something came up. Nothing actually came up.
Right.
Let's reschedule for next week. She said, okay, that's fine. She texted me a little bit later, a couple days later, to reschedule. And I just kind of ghosted on her.
You quit a kid and didn't give 2 weeks notice on quitting a kid. That poor kid is going to have a complex for the rest of their life.
Listen, that
my
poor
guitar
kid,
teacher.
That poor kid was, I'm not going to call a child a nightmare on the air, except I just kind of did.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I mean, listen, if you were there, if you had been this kid's teacher, you would know what I mean.
1-800-330-9999. When didn't you give 2 weeks notice?
My previous job before this one, I walked in and I said, I got a better job, better money. Can you match it? They said, no. I said, I quit. Pay me now. Take out the register. And they said, you need 2 weeks notice. I said, you don't give me 2 weeks when you fire me. So why should I give you 2 weeks when I find a new job?
I mean, it's true. And I like that you had the guts to say that because I think everyone thinks it. When it's your last day, it's your last day. Where was the place, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I was working in a restaurant. I went to a dry cleaner.
Oh, all right.
Okay, right on.
What job do you like better?
I actually like the restaurant better. I should have stayed.
All right. You should say that out loud if you want to keep that job. Thanks for the call. Have a great morning. I don't think that restaurant's taking him back. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you quit and not give that 2 weeks notice?
September. I was there for a couple years. Mm-hmm. Everyone got putting their 2 weeks for the past 7 years got fired that day. So I cleaned out my entire desk, and then I told them that I was putting my 2 weeks, and they asked me if that was the right decision, and I wanted to rethink it. And I said, no, I'm leaving. And then I just walked out.
Yeah.
I gave them a 2 week letter and then I walked out because I knew they were going to fire me.
Oh, that happens a lot, especially in radio. Like when you show up and you give your 2 weeks notice, that's it. They don't let you give the 2 weeks. They walk you right out the door. That is a common thing that I've seen happen here many, many times.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm going to do it anytime soon. I'm just saying that that's good information to have.
Right. So if you're ever going to quit in a radio station, FYI, you better have your bag packed just like she did.